HaTzadikim, the righteous and devout.
Welcome everyone to the Al HaTzadikim podcast, authentic stories about authentic great rabbis that we should appreciate. Here you can hear true, historically factual, peeks into the lives of our great rabbis throughout history. No fairy tales, no exaggerations, only the real deal. Thank you for tuning in.
Bruchim Aboyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bezus Hashem, the Al HaTzadikim podcast, episode 20. Today we're going to talk about Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And who doesn't know the name Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Every person who ever walked into a Beis Midrash, even for a short period, knows the name Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He is admired and absolutely appreciated by a very, very wide spectrum of the Frunk, of the Bnei Torah, including the Hasidim, the Hungarians, the Polish, the Lithuanians, the Yekis, the Ashkenazim, everybody, the Hungarian, everybody just loves Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and they all want to say he's ours. They're fighting over him. And the reason was that he was merited this board-to-board adornment, and everybody loves him so much, which is not always something that is common with the Gedolim, that a certain Godel was accepted and appreciated in his certain Kehilla, in his congregation, in his area that we see a lot, but that it was accepted everywhere by all different types of authentic Jews is not something that is very common, because people have different outlooks on different issues and everything, and they're not always used to the other type of gedolim. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger was accepted by everybody. It's a beautiful thing to notice. And he was the father-in-law of the Holy Chasam Sofer, and that until this very day, that is his connection with Hungary and Czechoslovakia and that area also. Now, there's so much to talk about Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We could hours and hours and hours. But there's one thing that I want to mention, and this has to do with another podcast that we began yesterday called Ma'ab Tisoy Asecha, which is going to be insights into different subjects. And you can get it in the same place where you get this podcast. It'll show up automatically. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Ahavas Torah, Rabbi Akiva Eiger loved the Torah and learning the Torah so much. It's just so amazing to see. And you can have anybody who has studied Rabbi Akiva Eiger knows that a lot of times after finishing off writing a long thing with a question or something, he will daven to Hashem that he should lighten his eyes to understand the Torah. Hashem Ya'ir Einai. But not only in that format, but in many, many different wordings, he's begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open his eyes to see the light of the Torah correctly. It's amazing. And there, I just came across a line that I want to share with the listeners that he writes to one of his Talmidim, and it's really indicative of, you know, what was going on in his mind. He writes to him, Koy Yokim Hashem Itoy Lenetzach, HaKadosh Baruch should be together with him forever, L'chabek Es HaTorah, to hug the Torah, U'ba'avosa Yizge Tomid, and in its love he will greatly endure. And the Yizge has a lot of meanings. Maybe we'll talk about that some other times, but he will be very, very, very strongly continue in the love of the Torah. But listen to those words, that you should be, he's giving him a bracha to this Talmud, that he should be able to hug the Torah. Now, a Torah, it doesn't mean to hug a sefer Torah. We do that also out of our love for the Torah. But he's not, I don't think he's talking about that especially. He's talking about a conceptual idea that to love Torah learning and to embrace it and to bring it close to our heart and to hold on to it and not let go. That's what is a hug? A hug is a physical expression of love and affection that you hold something dear close to you. You close it close to your heart. your chest. And that is what he's giving a blessing to this Talmud, that he should come to a level where he will hug the Torah. He will hold on to it very, very strongly and not let it go, and he will hold it very close to his heart and his chest, as to say. So this is an amazing thing to see, that Rabbi Kivager, who was so great in Torah, but when he was talking about it as if it's his love, his passion. It's amazing. Every word of Rabbi Kivager, you see the passion and the connection that he was connected to Torah with every single piece of his being. But I thought this line was something special, so I wanted to share it with the listeners. Thank you. Have a good day.
The righteous and devout, with love in their hearts, they lift us up when we stumble and fall. The Allah Hasidim, the saintly and the pious. Only Hashem knows the burden they bear for us all.